There's a wonderful formula that the Buddhists have for the Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva, the one whose being, Sattva, is illumination, Bodhi, who realizes his identity with eternity and at the same time his participation in time. And the attitude is not to withdraw from the world when you realize how horrible it is, but to realize that this horror is simply the foreground of a wonder. And come back and participate in it. All life is sorrowful, is the first Buddhist saying, and it is. I mean, it wouldn't be life if there were not temporality involved, which is sorrow, loss, loss, loss.
That's a pessimistic note.
Well, I mean, you got to say yes to it and say it's great this way. I mean, this is the way God intended it.
You don't really believe that?
But this is the way it is. And I don't believe anybody intended it, but this is the way it is. And Joyce's wonderful line, you know, history is a nightmare from which I'm trying to awake. And the way to awake from it is not to be afraid and to recognize, as I did in my conversation with that Hindu guru or teacher that I told you of, that all of this as it is as it has to be, and it is a manifestation of the eternal presence in the world. The end of things always is painful. Pain is part of their being a world at all.
But if one accepted that isn't the ultimate conclusion, to say, well, I won't try to reform any laws or fight any battles or...
I didn't say that.
Isn't the logical... Couldn't one draw that, though, the philosophy of nihilism?
Well, that's not the necessary thing to draw. You could say, I will participate in this row, and I will join the army, and I will go to war.
I'll do the best I can.
I will participate in the game. It's a wonderful, wonderful opera, except that it hurts. And that wonderful Irish saying, you know, is this a private fight or can anybody get into it? This is the way life is. And the hero is the one who can participate in it decently, in the way of nature, not in the way of personal rancor, revenge, or anything of the kind.